The dance floor was packed with dancers. I ran my gaze over the crowd and saw dozens of people, old, young, and in between. A gray-headed man dancing with his granddaughter. An elderly lady creeping along in the arms of a handsome cowboy. A young mother and dad two-stepping with a baby in their arms. I would never find Slim in this crowd. It was hopeless. I turned and was about to leave when I heard a voice from above. "Hank, get back in the pickup." I lifted my eyes and looked into the faces of Slim and Viola. He nudged me with his boot. "Go on, you can't stay here." There are times in a dog's life when he absolutely must communicate a message to his people. Most of the time, it doesn't matter. They don't listen to us, and we don't always pay attention to them. And we just bungle along while our words pass one another like fishing bobbers in the night. But this time, it mattered. I looked him straight in the eyes and gave him a bark that contained an edge of urgency. "Slim, we spend a lot of time goofing off, but this time it's different. I've got something to show you, and you have to trust me." I searched his face and held my breath. He scowled and started to say something, but Viola spoke first.
"Slim, let's take a walk. I need some fresh air."
Had she understood my message? I don't know, but she'd made the right call. They left the dance floor and made their way towards the street. I went in front of them, pointing the way and trying to keep my savage impulses under control. Once we'd gotten Slim moving in the right direction, everything else fell into place pretty quickly. When he saw the dancing monkey, he knew what he was looking at. His eyes darted around until he spotted Willie, still lurking in the shadows and looking suspicious.
"It's them,"
Slim whispered and walked 100 feet to the east where Deputy Kyle was eating a bowl of homemade ice cream with his wife. Slim whispered something in his ear. The deputy set his bowl of ice cream down on a wooden bench, pulled a two-way radio off his belt, and made a call. 5 minutes later, a deputy sheriff's car pulled up in front of the saddle shop. The two officers walked over to a very surprised Willie and eased him off to the side. When they opened up the camper and shined flashlights inside, they found every tool he'd robbed from our ranch, from Viola's place, and from several other farms and ranches in the area. While the officers loaded Willie into the back seat of the deputy's car, I walked over to Bub, who was wearing handcuffs and waiting his turn. He was surprised to see me.
"You."
"Hi, Bub. Well, you are right about one thing. Being a thief is degrading. I don't think your mother would be proud of you tonight." He curled his lip into an ugly sneer.
"Yeah? Well, how would your old lady feel about you being a dumbbell, huh? Get used to it, big shot. I made a monkey out of you."
I waited for his laughter to fade out. Then I leaned forward and whispered,
"You got it wrong, Bub. The monkey's the one who gets sent to the zoo."
"Have a nice day, you little creep." And that's about all the story. The next afternoon, around 4, Loper and Sally Mae returned from their vacation. When Slim asked if they'd had fun, Loper said,
"Oh, you bet. Alfred caught a couple of high-class trout. I figure they cost me about $500 apiece. How'd it go here at the ranch?"
Slim shrugged.
"Oh, just normal."
He looked down at me and gave me a wink.
"We hauled a little hay and patched up some fence. Same old stuff."
Slim never said a word about napping under the truck or falling asleep in the bathtub, and I knew better than to open my mouth. That story will go with us to our graves. Wait. There's one little problem. Let's try to, keep this story to ourselves. What do you say? Don't forget that you swore a solemn oath. Thanks. Oh, and that Lucy business? Look, I never really fell for that disguise. Not 100%. No kidding. Case closed.